Welcome back to Inside Agriculture one last time on this Friday morning. Can't believe it's already Friday. And we're going to wrap it up with kind of more of a light story today. I like the lighter stories, and this is about raspberries. I mean, Washington raspberry growers, they have to be happy with the size and quality of this year's crop. And when they're happy with the size and quality of the crop, I'm happy because that means my raspberries that I'm going to go get are going to be hopefully cheaper, right? You would think so. I mean, more supply, more equals less money you need to sell it off more. So it's going to cost less, you'd think. Hopefully. Again, I'm hoping. Gavin Willis, the executive director of the Washington Raspberry Commission, says this year's harvest numbers show a 23% jump over last year.
Yes, we do have the numbers in. We're looking for this year at a hair over 68 million pounds, which is seventh highest that we've ever had in the state and the highest since 2018.
And the quality of this year's raspberries, Willis says, by all accounts, has been outstanding as well.
Yeah, quality was good. I think like the well-timed rains, you're avoiding too much moisture, which can always be a quality issue on the fruit and on the leaves. The moisture levels there were good, but also like a couple of well-timed rains help keep the dust down during harvest as well, which is always beneficial for fruit quality. When you get too much dust stirred up in the field, that can impact the quality of fruit as it's developing. So yeah, I'd say it was a really good year for quality.
But moving forward, Willis says the challenges aren't likely to go away.
And then they're always looking big picture at what are ways that we can make things better in the future, whether it's improved labor availability. Is there ways that we can go to more automation, especially like in harvest and processing, that type of stuff. So I'd say it's kind of like the typical story of farming. There's struggles there, but guys are able to adapt and find ways to get through it.
Washington State actually produces 90% of the frozen raspberries in the U.S. And I do love raspberries. I absolutely do. All right, as we go into the weekend, USDA reports that the 2025 U.S. harvest is nearing completion with 91% of the country's corn crop, 95% of soybeans harvested as of November 16th, and the top 18 producing states. Corn harvesting lags the five-year average of 94% and trails last year's progress when 98% had already been completed. Soybean harvests are just 1 point behind the five-year pace of 96%, 3 points behind last year's 98% finish. Farmers in key states like Iowa report essentially wrapping up operations with only 3% of corn and 1% of soybeans left to harvest. Weather disruptions earlier in the season, including rain and frost, help explain the slower pace in some regions. With harvest nearly done, focus is turning to winter wheat planting and preparation for the next crop year. That's going to wrap it up for me today here on Inside Agriculture. And on Ag News 890, see you guys again. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great weekend. God bless all of you.